For Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie.
Gotta wake up.
Get up with Christy and Vodge on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.
And here we go.
3, 2, 1, go. Well, Christy is, look, it's her first week, and I will never, ever, ever hold it against someone to be late because I am continually late. If you listen to this show long enough, you know that I will rock up at 2 to 6, 1 to 6, 10 past 6 sometimes. It just depends. It's a lottery. And you know what? That's how you should live life. Christy, good morning, mate. How are you?
I'm glad that you actually recognised that it's okay if someone slips up, particularly on their first week. So I'm sorry, Bodge. I'm really sorry that I've followed your bad habits and I'm running late this morning. But I'm sorry. I'm just going to... I'll get there as soon as I can.
Yeah, speaking of running late, as soon as I turn the microphone on for you... that all of a sudden the Jonas Brothers started playing, so it's almost like the show wants to continue without you.
Oh.
So, like, while I'm okay with it, I feel like the show is a sentient being and is kind of just not here for your excuses.
Right.
Well, it's not me. Look, it's not me, Christy. I'm not doing that. I would never do that.
I'll sweeten the deal for you, Bodge. I might swing by and get you a coffee or something, considering that I am late. No, 'cause I did say to you, you're late with me. Make sure it's for a good reason. So I'll make sure it's for a good reason for you, Bodge.
You just know all the right things to my heart, okay?
Aww.
All right, Christy, you take your time, mate. You take your time. Have another shower if you want. You do whatever you want.
Another shower. All
bring
right.
me that coffee, though.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
Christy is normally not tardy, but today she's very tardy. So we'll call her up and we'll find out if she's got any closer to work. I'm very good about this sort of thing because I'm always late. So it's all good. I'm happy with this. Christy, hello? Hello? There you are. Oh, you are here. Hello.
I'm feeling so bad. I really am.
Hey.
I'm not like you, Bodge. You're happy to be extra late if you're already running late. Like,
yeah, I couldn't care.
I'm really guilty.
Yeah, why are you feeling guilty, though? I mean, tell me your tale of woe.
Well, I actually take pride in my work. I give it 110% with everything I do, and I feel like I'm only giving it 90% this morning because I'm not there yet.
Oh, buddy. Hey, don't worry about that. You told me you're going to bring me in a coffee. I could never.
I will. It's a bit of a way to make you feel a little bit better because I've channeled a little bit of you. So I'm feeling not okay. You know when you get the butterflies. So I'm a little bit nervous now that the big bosses are going to be upset with me.
No, I understand that. But like, so why were you late? Just tell me why you were late.
Well, my alarm went off, and you know when you're kind of a bit disorientated and you just. Hit snooze. I kept hitting snooze and I thought it was a dream and I've got a little bit of a headache. So I don't know. I just couldn't get up.
Just make sure you hurry in, get me a coffee and all will be forgiven, okay?
Okay, I hope it's as easy as that and that's all you need to feel better this morning.
That's all. You're not going to get fired. It's okay.
Good. All you can't fire me on day 4.
White with one, please.
A fresh way to get up.
Christy and Vodge on Hit FM.
Christy's running a little bit late, but that's okay because she promised that she'd bring me a coffee, and she will. She will be true to her word. And if I know Christy, and if I've seen her car pull up in the car park, she's not too far away.
No, I'm here.
Hey, buddy.
I promised a coffee.
Oh, there's my coffee.
And to sweeten the deal a little bit.
You brought me hashies as well. Oh, my God. Oh, Christy Dixon.
Yeah.
Oh, fist bump. Oh, yeah, I'll give you a fist bump. The coffee better be good, though.
Do you love me now?
Oh, I never stopped loving you, pal.
You know, I still feel a little bit sleepy.
Oh, wait a second.
Is it cold?
Where's the vanilla syrup?
Oh, you said white with one.
Yeah,
that's
one
not
shot
vanilla.
Of vanilla syrup.
No, you weren't specific.
Oh, come on.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Everyone knows what white with one means. It means white with one shot of vanilla syrup.
You know what? I'm pretty sure none of your co-hosts before would bring you a coffee. You're the one that always had to get the
You're
coffee.
You're the first.
So.
You were the first to bring me a coffee.
You should be happy with what you
got. I'm very happy. That coffee's going to go down very well. Hey, we're here now. Dean McCarthy's not going to join us today, but he's just put a photo up of him with Kristen Bell, and it's the cutest thing ever.
She's an absolute icon of mine. I know that you adore her.
I love her. Like, she's hugely funny and very, very hot. But we'll find out what happened, why he's met up with her, because he didn't put a caption up apart from just saying she's cute.
That's all it needs.
Yeah, tomorrow he's going to tell us all about that. And do you know what? I just wish I had his life sometimes. I really do.
10 questions, 30 seconds, and only one letter standing between you and free money. Alpha Bucks. Christian Bodges, Alpha Bucks.
Right. $430 this morning, and hopefully it could be Chris from Port Macquarie. Good morning.
How you going, guys?
Very good, thank you. What would you do with $430 if you won this morning?
Probably just pay bills like everybody else.
I can't hear what you're saying, mate. Are you a million miles away from your phone, or what's going on?
Sorry, I'm working while I'm doing it.
Do you know what? Can't fault you for working.
Jack of all trades.
He's making money and he's trying to make more money. I can get around that. Right, Chris.
Right.
I'm going to ask you 10 questions in the space of 30 seconds. And your letter is going to be A. Every answer needs to start with A. You can't use the same one twice, okay?
And maybe you need to stop doing work so you can actually pay attention. Unless you're a really good multitasker.
Let's see how it goes.
Good luck, Chris.
We're going to start. The timer starts as soon as I've asked the first question, and everything begins with A, okay? Here we go.
Yep.
Okay, Chris, we need you to name a continent.
Africa.
Something sharp.
Axe.
A TV series.
Everybody, pass.
Okay, an R&B artist.
Aretha Franklin.
A Disney princess. A Disney princess.
Athena.
A type of jam.
Apricot.
And a female actress.
Angela Jolie.
A musical instrument. Oh, crap. I tried to get in there.
That was so close. Chris.
I tried to read him as quick as possible as well. I was like,
you were getting fast. Now, Chris, did you actually do that while you were still working?
I was.
What do you do for work, mate?
I'm a groundsman at a school.
Oh, good on you, mate.
You're an absolute champ. So,
Do you know what? An R&B artist, when you said Aretha Franklin, I was down with that because people think R&B, it is, rhythm and blues, if you're thinking like legit, like that's the core of it. Like mm-hmm. Aretha Franklin's one of the all-time greats.
So you got 6 out of 10. Massive effort there.
6 out of 10.
Oh, so close.
Hey, Chris, you have a great day. Sorry we couldn't give you the cash, bud.
You too, guys. No worries.
Thank you.
There we go. Alpha Bucks done for another day, Chrissy.
Good effort, Bodge, too.
I was hoping he was going to get a read them out real quick.
Yeah, it's weird feeling because you panic yourself when you're asking these questions because you really want them to get there. So $440 tomorrow with Alpha Bucks.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast, Hit FM.
Dr. Zach Turner, who Christy has managed to wrangle up this morning to talk about my foot fungus.
I feel for you, Zach, that you actually have to deal with Bodge. I'm sure he probably sends you picture messages to try and find out his health issues. Is that the case? What? Is that the relationship you two have?
He just sort of sends me photos of things and then leaves it up to me to try and guess what part of the body it is.
I think
it's a special relationship. I think it's a very special relationship that you should have with your doctor.
You never answered my last question. I sent him a picture. I was like, is it meant to be this big?
Oh.
I was like, talking about the rash, right?
Is it the rash, yeah. Well, I do have foot fungus at the moment. We've been talking about it this week. It's not pleasant, but I do a lot of running around in our multi-sport team. Every week we play a new sport. I can't run because I get too sweaty, and that's how it's happened.
I mean, it does happen to sweatier people. So it's called tinea pedis, and that basically means that tinea pedis foot, and that's the type of fungal infection, and that's kind of how it occurs, and it often occurs in athletes. Bodge, you are an athlete, and that's what it's basically saying to us. It's athlete's foot, and you have feet that it's affecting you. And part of this is it does happen in areas that are, for want of a better word, moist. Moist or wet or a little bit warm. And so often it can be, you can get jock itch as well. So look, hopefully it doesn't go anywhere else and it just stays on your feet.
Dr. Zach.
Christy's loving this.
Oh my gosh. I had an argument with him yesterday about this and I said, it's tinea. And he goes, it's not tinea. I'm like, it is.
She made it sound an STD. She's like, you got tinea. She's like, you're going to get jock itch. And now I thought she meant the tennis bloke.
No, so look, it can be treated over the counter, but what happens is it often happens in sporting areas. It's easily spread between like sort of football teams and teams that are sort of have uniforms where they chuck it all into a big bag, and maybe they're just doing a cold wash of uniforms and things like that, so they're not washing it with hot water. So you need to wash it a bit better. But over the counter treatments are generally work very well. But the thing about fungal infections as opposed to, say, bacterial or viral is that they last a lot longer for the most part. And fungal infections you have to treat for at least kind of 3 or 4 weeks. So what a lot of people do is they go, cool, I'm going to treat my feet. I'm going to chuck the powder on. I'm going to chuck that antifungal on that they've got over the counter. And it starts feeling really good after a week or 10 days, and then they stop it, and then it comes back again. So the key to this is change your shoes, air out the shoes, change your sock, regular sock changes, chuck the stuff on, but you have to keep on doing it for at least 3 or 4 weeks. And no more sharing socks, Bodge.
Now, Dr. Zach, would you recommend that you do not pick at it? Because I've had tinea before, and you can't help but pick at the scab, and I know it does make it spread. So would you recommend you just leave it alone and put the cream on?
I'm just having images of all those Instagram things where people are like shaving and picking things on public transport, and it's just making me feel a bit nauseous. But definitely the issue with having excess skin and dead skin is that the fungus stays below it. So you shouldn't just be picking at it willy-nilly, but you should probably go and have and look after your feet a bit more. And often what I would say is probably soak your feet in some salty water or some warm salty water or some with vinegar. Soften up the feet, give it a good exfoliate, use the pumice stone, rub it all back.
Yeah.
And then that will help it to attack the fungus a little bit easier, because otherwise the fungus can hide in the dead skin, and that's what causes it to be itchy, because your body's telling you, hey, scratch this off, because the fungus is underneath. We need to start being able to get it exposed to the elements, because when it's protected below the dead skin there, that's when it can keep growing.
So basically what you're saying is that I should continue with the cheese grater, grating it like Parmesan over the kitchen counter.
Not at all. But if you are, I mean, you guys are in need of water there. You guys are near the beach. So go for a walk on the beach, walk on the sand. Sand is a great exfoliant, just walking on the sand with bare feet. Jump in the salty water that kills off the fungus, and the sand is a great exfoliant. So you can just there, sit down.
That's perfect. We're right next to about 6 beaches. That's perfect for me. I could do that.
Well, you just have trouble taking your kid off, though. You don't like people seeing your dad bod. So how are you going to go in the surf?
I don't like seeing that. Kid called me Harambe the other day. It made me really sad.
Well, we're not saying we don't fix your jock itch at the beach, just your foot itch.
Oh, my God. All right, well, I'll give that a shot. I'll go out for a little walk on the beach, and I'll keep rubbing my cream in. I should be all happy days. Dr. Zach, where can we find you on socials, mate? Where can we see footage of you working out and looking hot?
Working and looking hot, I don't think can be found anywhere. My mum thinks I do okay, though. But if you jump online, jump on Instagram, it's drzach.co, or online, it's www.drzach.com. And if you've got any questions, shoot them through. Happy to have a chat, and thank you so much for having me.
The one to get up. A fresh way to get up.
Christy and Budge on Hit FM.
Lights.
Christy and Budge on Hit FM.
And cameras.
It's Budge in a movie.
Action! That's
sounds
right.
Hot.
Well, for tickets to Majestic Cinema, this audio, I've inserted myself into a film, which means I've taken a character out. You need to hear it when you know what it is. 13, 12, 16. Here we go.
Run, run, run as fast as you can. You can't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
You're a dog, Farquaad. A monster.
I'm not the monster here. You are. You and the rest of that fairy tale trash poisoning my perfect world. Now tell me, where are the others?
Shit stuff.
I've tried to be fair to you creatures. Now my patience has reached its end. Tell me, or I'll...
I'm not my co-host. Don't take another co-host.
All right, then. Who's hiding them?
So we've discovered that... That character has been the one to take away the co-host. Who have we got on the line? Good morning.
Caitlin Hassett.
Well, you don't have to give us your full name, but that's nice. Caitlin, where are you calling from?
Port Macquarie.
Okay. And do you know the name of the film that I have inserted myself into?
Shrek.
Yes. Now, do you know the name of the character that I took over from?
Lord Farquaad.
Oh, no.
Does go she again. Still
who's
get 1 point?
No, who's he talking to? Gingerbread Man. Not like I didn't hear that. Like I didn't hear that in the background. Yeah, Gingerbread Man's right. Yeah, I mean, don't like you didn't know and you just, I wonder what it is. I heard it in the background. We'll give you the tickets anyway. Well, we're giving two away. Someone's helped you out. They get a ticket or else.
Who was it, a best friend or your mum that gave you that little tip?
My mother.
Go, Mum. Wow.
Well, can you put Mum on for a sec, please?
Yeah. Hi.
Hi, Mum. You've won the tickets to Majestic Cinemas. Is there a film you'd like to go and watch?
Oh, look, anything and everything will be great.
Well, you and the daughter need to go on a mummy-daughter date, I reckon, and go and enjoy something. There's loads of great films out.
Excellent. That's exactly what we need.
There we go. Well, hey, look, stay on the line. We'll grab your details in just a sec. We're sending you off to the pictures. Was that an easy enough game?
Oh, perfect.
Oh, there we go. That's
I
what we like
I think it's a
to
very
hear.
Easy film, that one.
Well,
don't catch me. I'm the gingerbread man.
Well, it's a classic scene. Yes.
I like how you're like, not another co-host. Yeah. No, don't take my co-host.
Lord Farquaad's the one that's been taking them all.
The Mid-North Coast Gets Up with Christy and Budge.
On Hit FM.
So I found a way that I think lots of people can make some money out of things they might have sitting around in their house.
Right, okay.
So, Disney movies.
Love Disney movies. Love Disney.
I know that either you watch them on Netflix. Sorry, Netflix doesn't even have Disney.
No. Oh, see, no, this is where Disney got real smart. What they did is they knew they were going to release their own streaming channel later on in the year, so they took all their Disney off of, and Star Wars, off of Netflix, and they moved them to Stan, which wasn't doing as well, thereby splitting up the people so that they had to choose one or the other, or both, if they've got enough. And then Disney, at the end of the year, is going to just go, we've got all of them on here now. They're not even on. Stand anymore.
But see, you don't have to just rely what's online. You know, people used to have DVDs of all the Disney classics.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've got multiple on Blu-ray.
Now, VHSs? Do you still have VHSs of Disney?
Do you know, that's a good one. I think if I went back to Mum's house in the northern suburbs of Adelaide and went through some kind of cluttery cupboard, I would probably find a fair few.
And I know my mum at her house would have these dusty old VHSs because her and dad tend to keep things. I know we've got a heap of, like, old home movies.
Well, they wouldn't be worth heaps of money.
Well, no, that's the thing. Apparently, like your old classic vinyls that are making a resurge where they're making a lot of money, same with VHSs, particularly the Walt Disney classics. So they're like worth a lot of money. So on eBay, people are selling them. So this one is what you'll think, geez, I've got to dust this off if I still have it. Mulan 1999 Special Edition sold for, have a guess how much?
Well, I don't know, $100.
No. $21,000.
Mulan's not even that old.
I know, but it's a 1999 Special Edition in the VHS tapes.
Hold up, I've got Sword in the Stone knocking about somewhere in a cupboard. Well, that's my favourite one.
This list here is not, it doesn't appear, but what about the set of 7 Disney classics in Black Diamond Edition? This is where you're going to make a lot of money. Apparently they're the exclusive ones that are come with this special sort of casing.
They're the ones
that are worth a lot of money. So the 7 set classic of Aladdin, Bambi and The Rescuers sold for $18,000. That's a lot of cash. Little Mermaid 1990 sold for $15,000.
Well, are these the special case ones that you're talking about, or are these just the
normal? Well, this one, Little Mermaid, that was for $15,000, didn't say Black Edition on there.
I've got like a stack of them. I swear I've got a stack of them somewhere at home.
Well, I actually think that at Mum's house, either in an old TV cupboard or somewhere in the garage, it's got to be stored in there. I reckon, because when we were little. Well, you read my diary yesterday and you found that I loved Disney.
I still do. I know I come across as a grumpy bum, but I do love me Disney, particularly the old ones where you can sing along to them, like Aristocats and stuff like that. Never got around Cinderella. I always liked when we had the video cases, we had to line them up.
Yes.
Like in order of when they were released. But Snow White was always the first one because if you looked at the spine of the video case, everything said Disney classic, but up the top of Snow White it said Disney masterpiece.
Oh.
Absolutely. Because it was the first one, the first motion picture that Walt Disney put out.
Yeah, well, so this is the thing. Like, don't be looking at your Disney Pixar ones because they're obviously the latest releases. I'm thinking eBay, what's going really well is the Walt Disney, the originals.
Well, I've got loads of them. I have to look for them.
Well, you head back to Adelaide. I'll head to Mum's on the weekend and I'll raid her house.
Well, hang on, it's going to cost me about that much just to fly back there.
It's worth it, Budge.
Yeah, you're not wrong. We'll look into that. We will into that. Next week is going to be all about hunting for these videos, I reckon. Up next, we're going to be talking to a friend of yours who's been travelling all around the country. I'd love to go overseas, but that's quite ambitious and quite costly. But I reckon that this girl's going to be able to tell us how to get around the country her way.
Yes.
And travel around your own country.
Experience your own backyard.
That's right. It's coming up on here.
Hit FM with Christy and Vaj.
A fresh way to get up.
On your radio.
Hit. FM this morning, Christy and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. We've been talking about travelling and all the things we'd like to do and holidaying. And Christy, you came up with a really good answer for my ambitious overseas trek ideas.
What answer is that, Bodge?
Well, you said that look in my own backyard.
Yes, the big dream of travelling around the country. That's something that I've always aspired to do. Mm. I never did the whole gap year and went on Contiki tours overseas. No interest there. So I've always dreamed of not being a grey nomad and taking the caravan around Australia, but I'd like to do that at a young age.
Why not?
And I do know a mid-north coast local that actually got to do that.
Right.
Jess is joining us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
I'm great. Good morning, guys. How are you going?
Doing really well. I'm excited to hear. Christy's told me that you left school and then for what, 7 years, was it, Christy?
Yeah, go and tell the story about how after school you went and had a massive trip around Australia.
Yeah, I finished up my high schooling and got some itchy feet, so Mum, you know, helped out and put me on a plane and shipped me off all the way to the top of North Queensland, and that sort of started my love for travel, I guess. I worked up there for a little bit and then just decided to cruise down the east coast with a friend, and we stopped at a few different places, picked up some hospitality work along the way, and then I just sort of made it my mission to, you know, move around and go to as many cool places as I could.
You were kind of like a backpacker, weren't you? You got around, and not in a caravan, but you backpacked around your own country in a Holden Astra.
Yeah, in a Holden Astra back in those days.
Don't say that. So I drive one now.
Do you? Oh, was it a 1982 Holden Astra, though?
It's a 2001 Astra. It might as well be the same, though. Mm. Runs about as well.
Well, yeah, my little Astra did pretty well. I just sort of decided to... Well, I worked out where I wanted to be. I decided I wanted to work on an island for a little bit, so I looked online at what jobs were going on islands, and then I'd move there and do 3 months to 6 months, and, yeah, ended up in some great places, up the top of WA in Broome and Kununurra for a few years each.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, and that was sort of just all through my late teens and through my 20s.
Jess, you recently did a big trip around Australia again, but this time with a caravan in tow, and Bodge, it was a special caravan named Roscoe, and it had coffee on board, doesn't it, Jess?
It did, yes. Yeah. So in about 2017, a couple of years ago, we were living in Melbourne doing these kind of normal jobs, and we would just try and get out camping every weekend to escape the city, and it came to us on one trip, we thought, no, we don't want to be coming back to these Monday to Friday jobs. We want to live our life on the road and do what we love, but we needed something to sort of help finance that, and you know, sometimes in those regional places, it is hard to find good coffee. So we came up with the idea to travel Australia and get a coffee caravan to tow behind us and, you know, work from that and then live in the camper van that pulled it along.
What we might do is we'll quickly play a song. Jess, are you okay to stick around?
Sure I am, yeah.
FM this morning, Christy and Bodge for Harvey Norman, Port Macquarie. We've still got Jess with us on the line.
A mid-north coast local that was living the dream and touring the country. And I have to ask her one very important question. Did you and hubby ever get bored of each other's company? Because that's a long time,
Christy,
to spend with each other. No, be honest, Jess.
Personal question.
I'll be honest. Oh, look, no. I think to do something like this, to work with your partner and to live in close, confined spaces, you really need to have a good relationship. And luckily, you know, with all our camping trips we would do on the weekends, we just were so happy, and we just had, you know, we would talk more, and we'd be better versions of ourselves when we were on these road trips. So actually we did not get sick of each other, and I think in that 14 months we only had one night apart. And that felt really strange, but no, we're still together, still going strong, so obviously it's made our relationship better, I think.
It's much like a well-oiled breakfast show, all right, Christy?
Yes.
The more time you spend with each other, the better you become. You build each other up. That's the way it goes.
Oh, that's
exactly
why we work so well
you
together.
Guys know all about that. Yeah.
Plus, we've had all our fights in the past already.
Yes, this is true. Now, you're a big advocator for the Australian Adventure Passport, which I didn't know existed.
No,
I toured around the country
I'd
a little bit.
I'd never heard of it before.
Me neither. And did you have this when you were doing your big trip around Australia?
I unfortunately didn't. I wish I had have. I've only just myself kind of discovered this awesome thing in the last sort of few months, and it's so great. Like, I just, I'm thrilled to be on board with helping get them out there and, you know, inspiring other people to get these passports and take them around the country with them and get stamps of their travels, because, you know, everyone can take a photo in a place they've been to, but to physically walk into a place to meet a local that, you know, lives in that environment, to get it stamped and engage with people in person is a really special thing.
Well, who stamps it when you go to somewhere?
So, yeah, there's different, we're constantly working on getting more venues on board to have these stamp stations. Ah. So there's a lot of visitor centres, a lot of tourist attractions, you know, different zoos and just places people would like to go to anyway on their travel. And they open up a page and they get it stamped, and it will usually have the name of the town or the place where their stamp is getting done, and a little picture that relates to that venue. And yeah, they go home with all their pages filled up, hopefully, and all the memories that came along with that.
Well, that certainly makes a change from my nan and pop bringing home a new spoon every time they went somewhere.
Oh, you're going to love those spoons.
Oh,
but yeah,
the
passport, a little bit cooler, I think. Hopefully this has inspired you to get out there and see more of your own country, because there's so much to see, and yeah, I just love it. So.
Good on you, Jess.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jess.
Get up with Christy and Bodge on the Mid-North Coast Hit FM.
We're about to get into the game of what is in Bodge's stomach. I found some game show music fresh from Donkey Kong Country. How good is that? That's retro.
Now it sounds like fun.
I know. We got Talia from Port Macquarie on the line. Talia, hello. How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thank you.
How do you rate the Donkey Kong game show music?
I'm not sure. I don't think I've ever heard of the Donkey Show music.
You're not doing
Kong.
Too well at the moment.
Talia,
That's okay. I understand. It's all good.
Bodge is very predictable when it comes to the kind of things that he eats, because he's not a very healthy man.
I'm a very healthy
man. No, he's not. So surely you'll be able to pick this pretty quickly.
What we're going to do is we're going to get the suction tool out and we're going to suck out the contents of my guts.
Oh. I'm glad it's coming out that way, not the other way.
That's beautiful. There we go. Right, what have we got? What's flush out of my system? Okay, I'm going to describe it now, and all you have to do, Talia, is tell me what it is.
Okay, I'm ready.
It's wide but not very long. It's crusty on the exterior, which is something I get around. Traditionally...
Is it a baguette?
It's
a baguette?
No, wait. I'm not finished giving you the clues yet.
Okay.
All right. Eager beaver. All right. Traditionally, it's made with potato in the inside and it's deep fried. And if you wanted to, you could probably smash down a whole load of these. Well, maybe that's just me. Come on.
Is it a French fry?
No. I'll give you one
get
more.
It from the same
I'll give
venue.
You one more shot. Don't give it the hint. The second part of the second part of the name is brown.
Brown.
Oh, come on.
Cash Brown.
Yes. Normally we'd only give you one shot, but there was no one else on the line, so we had to give you more shots because we wanted you to win.
Oh, thank you.
Now, you were destined to win.
We know that you're on your way to TAFE this morning. Christy, what prizes come out of your cupboard today?
Well, you and I have been talking about living the dream and getting to tour around the country and maybe camping, so I thought it's very fitting if we give you, Talia, a camping safety kit. So it's your first aid kit to take wherever you go.
There you go. That'll help you out.
Thank you.
That's awesome.
When you're on your way to TAFE, I mean, the first thing you need, obviously, first thing I think of is getting my camping safety kit just in case. I think that was successful, Christy.
Yeah, it's better than last time you and I played this. It's absolutely terrible.
Why would you?
Because you gave away a grey hair of yours.
That was
a crap prize.
That was my very first grey hair.
Yeah, you're going to have another one very soon, I'm sure of it.
I've got multiple grey hairs.
If you want more of Christy and Budge, catch up on the podcast at hit.com.au or hear them live weekday mornings from 6 on the Mid-North Coast's Hit FM.